This is Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash. Thousands and thousands of protesters marched to and rallied on Wall Street in New York City on April 3rd and 4th. The protests were sponsored by the Bailout the People Coalition and United for Peace and Justice, both coalitions fighting to make clear it's the people who are suffering in the current economic downturn that must be bailed out, not the financial institutions who created the crisis. Looming large and stimulating the protest messages was the figure of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., whose efforts on behalf of striking Memphis sanitation workers when he was gunned down April 4, 1968, echoed through the mass gathering. And now highlights from presenters at the Bailout Our Streets, Not Wall Street protests.
No more foreclosures, no bailouts, jail them, don't bail them, fight for workers' power. Bail out the people! Bail out the students! Bail out the workers! We reject this multi-trillion dollar bailout of Wall Street. And we condemn it as criminal. All the more criminal when more of us are losing our jobs every day. More of us are being thrown out of our homes and apartments, losing what little services we have. They want to raise the fare, raise tuition, everything for the rich, nothing for poor and working people. That's got to come to an end. We'll be talking about the opening up of a serious nationwide struggle for a real jobs program. We got to tune in and organize and demand jobs, demand our right to a home. Every time that we've done this, we've made history. That's our biggest message. Organize, organize, fight back. You bankers, you got a lot to be afraid of because we're just getting started. Bail out the people, not the bank. Bail out the people. We have a lawyer. She's a freedom fighter and a troublemaker. Wherever poor people, wherever the downtrodden are in trouble, Lynn Stewart comes to their rescue. That's why they tried to pull her out of the picture. And that's why we embraced her and defended her. Give me a hand for Lynn Stewart.
It may be misty and rainy in the belly of the beast here, but we are very clear. We understand what is happening, that this is the first government to ever socialize business loss and privatize profit. In other words, if you can make it, you can keep it. But if you lose it, we'll give you a good handout so you can keep right on going. Why didn't we put that money into free education on a high level, just like the old GI Bill of Rights? People could go to college and train themselves for a job. No way going to those obscene mansions in Darien, Connecticut. Also, our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters who returned from Iraq and Afghanistan, broken in heart, broken in spirit, broken mentally, how about a bonus for them to get back on the feet so they are able to keep going? I'm against the war 100%, but I understand what is being done here with throwaway people. I think we should celebrate being out here today. I think we should concentrate on getting this money into the hands of the people and out of the hands of the ne'er-do-wells who are only motivated by greed. Let's go get them. We are up to it. Yes? Yes.
Thank you, Lynn. You know, we chose Friday, April 3rd and Saturday, April 4th because this weekend marks the 41st anniversary of the martyrdom of Dr. Martin Luther King, who devoted the final weeks and months of his life to fighting for the right of all people to a job at a living wage or an income. One of the very few people in this neck of the woods, that based on their principles, the struggles that they lead and support, that make me believe that King's spirit and Malcolm's spirit is still alive, is our own New York City Council member, Charles Barron. Give me a hand for City Council member Charles Barron.
Thank you very much. Dr. Martin Luther King, yeah, he had a dream, but he had a radical vision to equitably distribute wealth, to rearrange the political order of America's political system. Dr. King wasn't just a dreamer. He was a radical, a democratic socialist. And we're glad on this day, as we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King, we saying, don't bail out Wall Street, bail out the people. The people need to be bailed out. You get $800 billion for some crooks that participated in greed. They shouldn't be bailing out Wall Street. Wall Street should be looking for bail money to get out of jail. You're bailing out the automobile industry. You're bailing out AIG, who then takes the money and gives 170 some odd million dollars worth of bonuses to crooks, to failures. Don't ever talk about the people receiving welfare, because the $800 billion on Wall Street is the largest welfare check given out to the richest people in the world. And we say, take the money back. Take the money back. Give it to the people of New York City, the people of America are suffering for a lack of health insurance. What about bailing out New Orleans? What about the black and white people in New Orleans who suffered from Katrina? You want to bail out somebody? Bail out New Orleans. You want to bail out somebody? Bail out the unemployed in this nation. President Obama, we deliver a message to you today. Just as you bailed out Wall Street and you're trying to stimulate the economy, stimulate the people. And we say, don't transfer the war from Iraq to Afghanistan. Bring them home in both places and use the money to build up our people. It is we the people that must rise up from the bottom up. You want to stimulate this economy? You take it to the streets. Rise up in America, all over this country. Say no to bailing out Wall Street. Say yes to bailing out the people. Say no to the war in Iraq. No to the war in Afghanistan. No to the war on the Palestinians. Bring the money home. There's enough of the people's money for everybody to be living a decent life and having a living wage job. Bail out the people.
What do we want? When do we want them? What do we want? What do we want them? Okay, so it's raining a little harder. It just means we got to get a little tougher.
Sisters and brothers, this is a weekend of united action, of all forces coming together.
The rain ain't making us wet. It's making us mad. And you don't mess with a bunch of mad, wet people. Not after what Wall Street's done to us. The whole world is watching. It's so beautiful that you're here today. How many people are unemployed? How many people need a job? Yeah, we need a J-O-B so we can E-A-T. We need a J-O-B. We need a J-O-B. I'd like to introduce a sister, a fighter, who's come all the way from Detroit, Michigan. She has been foreclosed, evicted from her home. And because of that, she's become one of the leaders of a campaign to win a moratorium on all foreclosures and evictions. Her name is Sandra Hine.
Those of us who came out have the vision to fight back, and that's what we have to do. We're going to win this war. Those bankers are sitting up there that stick the police on us, the very people that we pay The very people that, if it wouldn't be for us, they wouldn't have a job. Sick them on us to come out and intimidate us, push us back and force us back. But guess what? We're not going to move back. We're going to fight to the bitter end. Because right now in America, and down to survival. And all these people that's walking up and down, they know that the people will not be denied. We have to fight back. They took our money and they squandered it and they take vacations and they going all over the world while we're starving, while we don't have jobs. We can't pay our gas bill and our light bill. We can't buy food. We can't send our sons and daughters to college. Enough is enough. And I'm saying fight back. We're not going to give up. I'll be here to the very end. If I'm the Lone Ranger, I'll still be standing, saying fight back. They fed us the American dream and landed us and gave us the American nightmare. They're throwing people out of their homes left and right. They're throwing people out of their jobs left and right. When the workers, the working class people, built all this shit you see. And I'm saying it like it is. Every building that you're looking at, the workers built it. And the workers, we have got to come together. Not just the ones that's standing behind these grates, but all you people that's riding the bus. All you people that's in your cars. All you people that have a job. We have to fight as a united front. Working class people have to unite and fight back and take back what's ours. America. Because we built it with our blood, sweat, and tears. And we are going to fight it till we take it back. So you better get ready. You better get ready. It may take us years, but we have to continue to do it because our children have to have a future. And if we don't fight back now, they won't have one. These people are so heartless, they could care less about people. They have committed a war against people. It's not just a war in Afghanistan. It's not just a war in Iraq. It's a war against people. And the only one that can change it is the people. I'm fired up. And I hope you get fired up too. All I can say is power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. Bail out the people, not the banks. Money for food. Money for jobs. Money for health care. Money for education. Money for the people. There's a bunch of workers in the Bronx, the Stelladora workers, who are out on strike because they're not going to allow the bosses to intimidate them. Many of labor rank-and-file members have been out there to give them the support. So today we have Sarah Rodriguez and Amelia Dulce who is going to speak for the Stelladora workers.
We are the workers of Stelladora in the Bronx. And the war is not in Iraq, in Afghanistan. The war is right here in America. The war, in fact, is in the Bronx. 135 families are fighting for their lives in the Bronx. We have been on strike for 8 months now. And a company called Brianwood Partners from Connecticut took over our company and would not give us a fair contract. We are fighting till we win. And we are here today to let you know that the war is right here in our neighborhood. So the people united, we will never be defeated, right? People united will never be defeated. People United will never be defeated. A lot of these families don't have health insurance. They go to the doctor. They have to pay themselves. And you can work here for 10, 20 years, 30 years. And when you are out of a job, you do not have health care. Is that fair? No. We need our jobs back. The money they are giving to Wall Street, they do not need. We need those monies. And we are not asking for free money. We are asking to work for our money. So, boycott Stella Dora products to give the Stella Dora workers a fair contract. We work hard for the money. Thank you.
My name is Sarah Rodriguez, and I'm a worker for Stella Dora. So we are on a strike for 8 months. The reason we are on a strike because after Brian Wood Partners took over the company, they thought that we were making too much money, and when our contract expired, they just decided that they want to eliminate the all 12 sick days that we have to take a 1 week vacation. They wanted to ask to pay 20% of medical insurance. That's why we are in a strike. So we're here to let you know that Brian Wood Partners, the owners, they wanted to get richer. So we cannot allow these rich people to get richer from our package. So we are here fighting for our rights, and we ask you for your support to support us. We cannot let these people win. We need a job. So that's what we're here for, asking your support. Thank you.
These bankers don't like it when the workers are in their face. But today is our day. Today is the day we celebrate the struggle of working people. The bankers have had their day. Today is our day. Sisters and brothers, are we going to stick together? If we get that unity, we can change history. We can make history. Then we can push these banks back. But we got to stay together. Bail out the people, not the banks. Down with this system. Bail out the people. Down with this system. Bail out the people. Down with this system.
Bail out the people, not the banks.
Our next speaker is Swanzetta Niswani, and also with her, Joe Bullock, both from the Baltimore Bail Out the People, Stop the Foreclosures. Swanzetta.
I'm coming from Baltimore, Maryland, to speak about the state of emergency the residents are in. 84,000 people are scheduled for termination of electricity. And Baltimore City electricity provider had the audacity to provide bonuses to the CEO. What about the people with no electricity? We also are in a state of emergency with providing services. Our fire department is scheduled cutbacks. What about the response time to fires? We have a lot of issues, and we want to know, what about Baltimore City?
My name is Joe Bullock from Baltimore, and I represent Stop the Foreclosure, Bail Out the People's Movement. We have, in Baltimore City alone, 6,000 a year people getting foreclosed on, alone in Baltimore City. So imagine what all the rest of the cities, people are getting foreclosed on. It's outrageous. And we have 10 cities. Is this the number one country in the world? We have 10 cities going up in all cities all across the United States and all across the world. It's all this money we're giving to the big banks and the corporations, and we have people living in tents on grass, in parks, on the streets, on sewer holes. We have to change this now. We are starving. Gas and electric utilities, everything is outrageously uncontrolled. The thieves took everything, and now here we left holding an empty bag. We need to change and redirect all these billions and give us back our money that we made for y'all. Bail out the people. Stop the foreclosure. Baltimore, Maryland.
And on behalf of the bailout movement from Baltimore City, we would like to say to our people that are shutting off the electricity of residents, if we have no lights, we have no rights.
Sisters and brothers, something apparently is happening, and all I know is, whose streets?
Our streets.
Whose streets?
Our streets.
Who streets. There's lots of things that you can do on Wall Street. And apparently this is not the only thing. I'm going to introduce our next speaker, a very good sister of mine. She's the founder of Millions for Mumia. Give a hand for Monica Moorhead.
Sisters and brothers, how many of you are out here today because you want jobs for all people? Raise your placards. How many of you are here today because you want health care for all people? How many of you are here today because you want education for all people? What about mass transit? Shouldn't mass transit be free for the people? We're here today not just to protest against Wall Street investors. Wall Street greed is capitalism. We're also here to protest against the capitalist system, which helps to give AIG and all of the Wall Street investors the trillions of dollars that they have stolen from the people of this country. And we're here to say we want it back. This is our money. So if you want to struggle against the whole capitalist system, join the Bail Out the People movement. This is about the whole capitalist system that only cares about providing profits for the rich so the rich can get richer while the poor are getting poorer. We talk about a better system for all people, which is socialism, which helps to provide human needs to everybody, and that the workers will run society the way it should be run to meet the needs of the people. We don't need bosses to tell us how to run this society or this city. We don't need the Bloombergs. We don't need the real estate investors. We don't need Bank of America. We can run this system the way it should be run to meet the needs of the people. Please give a warm welcome to Sister Pam Africa, who is the coordinator of International Concern Family and Friends from Mumia Abu-Jamal. She's all the way here from Philadelphia.
All right, now they're on the move. We're going to keep this short. We all know that these people are also responsible for the prison industrial complex, taking jobs off the street and putting jobs in the prison, taking health care out of the streets, out of the prisons. I'm saying we got to unite and fight together. Let's take this sucker down to his knees. Let's get together, start forming in a minute, and let's march. Send a loud, clear message. Resist!
Sisters and brothers, we understand that some of our friends have been arrested for the crime of strolling down Wall Street. We want you to know that we stand with them and we are looking into them to see that they're not alone. Whose streets? Whose streets? Whose streets?
To the streets! To the streets! To the streets! To the streets!
Our next speaker is a fiery freedom fighting system, Lalani Dow, representing Fight Imperialism. Stand together.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today. FIST is a youth organization, stands for Fight Imperialism, Stand Together. And three of my comrades in FIST were just arrested for trying to protest just like you all. They are aware, and FIST is aware, that as the financial crisis heats up, youth are affected just as much as anyone else and often ignored. Interviews were done recently where they interviewed youth who said, you know, we have no future. We're looking towards college, but we might not make it to college. If we get to college, how are we going to pay back these student loans? We know that as young people, we have a duty to stand up for our families who are suffering. We have a duty to stand up for ourselves who are suffering. We have a duty to fight back. We have a duty to fight back when they try to demonize us, and then when the police try to beat us on the street and say that we're criminals because we're just trying to get by. And so, you know, I just want to honor and salute my three comrades who were arrested just now. And I want everyone out here to know that these actions are going to continue. They're going to continue to get militant. We are not going to stop fighting until we get what we need, until we get our rights and justice. And we'll see more and more youth on the streets as we go. So I want to thank everyone today for being here. This is the start of us something big, they can't just keep on holding us down while they get ahead.
Are y'all ready to march?
Yes!
All right. Yes! Are we ready with the lead banner?
Yes!
Bail out the people.
Not
the bail out the people.
Not
the bail out the workers.
Not the
bail out the workers.
And you were listening to highlights from speakers at the Bail Out Our Streets, Not Wall Street protests on April 3rd and 4th on Wall Street in New York City.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our new website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.